Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your morning TMB Tech Minute for Thursday, July 17th. I'm Mariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that some U.S. officials are holding up efforts to finalize an agreement for the United Arab Emirates to buy billions of dollars in NVIDIA's AI chips to build AI data centers with U.S. tech firms. But some U.S. officials worry that China could get access to cutting-edge technology, people familiar with the talks said. Some of the people also said the Commerce Department now doesn't plan to approve chips going to G42, which is an AI firm based in Abu Dhabi, though it might in the future. In more chip news, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, or TSMC, is speeding up its expansion in Arizona to meet increasing demand. The company's chief executive, C.C. Wei, said the chipmaker would pull forward some of its production timelines by several quarters. He also said the expansion is aimed at creating a gigafab cluster in Arizona to support U.S. clients in businesses like AI and smartphones. The news comes after the company reported a record profit in the second quarter and raised its full-year guidance. And finally, GE Aerospace increased its full-year earnings outlook after it beat expectations on its top and bottom lines in the second quarter. The jet engine maker's revenue increased 21% as demand for its services hasn't been hit too hard by tariffs. GE said it expects a $500 million cost this year, assuming reciprocal tariffs are in effect after the current pause. But the company aims to mitigate that expense through cost controls and price increases. We'll be back this afternoon with another Tech Minute. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.